Test 1. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a woman telephoning a travel agency for a hotel inquiry. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Green Travel Agency, what can I do for you?
Hi, good morning. My family and I intend to go on a vacation to Vancouver, and could you please help us reserve a hotel? The destination is Vancouver. So, Vancouver has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Green Travel Agency, what can I do for you?
Hi, good morning. My family and I intend to go on a vacation to Vancouver, and could you please help us reserve a hotel?
Sure, with pleasure. First, I'll take some notes down of your personal details. May I have your full name, please?
Anna Hardy.
Hi, Anna. There is a hotel in Vancouver named Holiday Chilcotin, which is very popular with guests on vacation.
Chilcotin? Can you spell it?
C-H-I-L-C-O-T-I-N. A local hotel.
Where is it? Is it in the downtown area? You see, my family prefers to stay in a quieter zone during vacation. Not too busy, you know.
No worries. Actually, it's 10 miles from the city centre, near a train station.
Oh, I think that's okay. I'm travelling with my husband. Is it expensive to stay in that hotel?
Well, in your case, I think a double room would suit you well. Normally, it's $210. If you can make a reservation in advance, you can pay $169 for a night.
That sounds pretty reasonable. I'd like to book for 5 nights from the 27th of June through to the 1st of July. Are there still rooms available?
Let me check. Yes, they have some vacant rooms. Would you like to book it now?
Wait, one more question. Are any meals included in the price?
Well, you need to pay separately for lunch and dinner, except the breakfast, which is provided from 7 to 9.
All right. Please book it for me. Is there anything we can do near the hotel?
Yeah, it only takes 10 minutes to walk to a science museum sponsored by the City Council.
Excellent. I think my husband will love it. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10. Are there any outdoor activities to recommend to us? Because we don't want to stay in a hotel all day.
Oh, yes. If you like to go cycling, there is a shop near the hotel where you can rent a bike. Helmets are on sale, but you'll have to take your own boots.
That sounds great. I think I'll do that.
Also, it's a charming place for visitors who like to go mountain climbing.
Oh, awesome!
The hotel prepares two trips to a nearby mountain. One trip starts at 9 in the morning, and the other one is at 2 in the afternoon each day. You can just call reception to make a reservation, and it's free of charge, but please be careful of fires, which are not allowed. If you like, you can go fishing in the lakes. For camping, a tent can be borrowed for a rest from the driver.
Oh, I can't wait. It sounds like a lot of fun.
If you'd like some adventure, you can go hiking in the forest. Sometimes you can even see some black bears. Be careful.
Oh, my God. I really do not like to take risks while travelling.
One last thing. There is a visit to an ancient gold mine every afternoon. If you're interested, just call reception.
I think we will do that. Thank you so much for your help.
You're more than welcome.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.